的领导人星期四以视频的方式出席新冠肺炎特别峰会，阐述他们各自如何应对疫情大流行及其带来经济影响的看法。目前全球已经有超过47万人感染，超过2万多人死亡。本星期早些时候 G20 的财政部长和央行行长同意制定一个疫情防控行动计划。国际货币基金组织预计这场全球范围的疫情将引发全球经济衰退。提议召开这次特别视频会议的 G20 主席国沙特国王萨勒曼昨晚发推文称，我们召开这次 G20 特别峰会，目的是协同努力全球应对。世卫组织总干事谭德赛将在这次特别峰会上发言，寻求 G20 领导人支持增加抗疫资金，为医护人员生产个人防护用品。联合国秘书长古特雷斯呼吁全球齐心协力遏制疫情的威胁。他说，新冠病毒疫情在危及着全人类，因此全人类必须共同抗击疫情。古特雷斯说，全球行动和团结至关重要，单个国家的应对远远不够。他呼吁向穷国提供20亿美元帮助抗击疫情。美国国务院表示，美国提供了近 2.74 亿美元的紧急卫生和人道救援资金，这笔钱将用于应对新冠病毒疫情。国务卿蓬佩奥周四在一份声明中说，2.74 亿美元将为世界上64个最危险的国家提供资源，以便更好地应对新冠大流行，并使联合国难民事务高级专员能够帮助世界上一些最脆弱的人口。声明还提到，美国几十年来在全球卫生和人道主义援助方面发挥了领导作用，且仍然是最大的卫生和人道主义捐助国。美国的政府、企业和组织，以及美国人也仍然是世界上最伟大的人道主义者。美国将继续采取行动与新冠病毒大流行做斗争。新冠疫情在目前仍在欧美持续蔓延，但是中国的疫情已经得到了很大缓解。中国也从过去接受海外医疗物资的援助转向对外提供医疗物资。当被问及中国援助的看法时，美国国务院对外援助资源主任吉姆·查理森说，我想说，中国共产党有一种特殊的责任，那就是在全世界范围内提供不附带任何条件的援助，并对人们意识到的武汉发生的掩盖行为的后果负责。美国总统特朗普周四表示，他将于当天晚些时候与中国国家主席习近平通话。他还对北京公布的新型冠状病毒感染病例提出质疑。特朗普在白宫举行的发布会上强调新冠病毒起源于中国，并指责中国在这方面不够透明。新型冠状病毒疫情正在美国迅速蔓延。根据约翰斯·霍普金斯大学公布的数字，截至周四下午五点，美国确诊病例超过8万例，已经超过中国官方公布的中国确诊数字。特朗普还宣布，他将于周六前往弗吉尼亚的诺福克海军基地为一艘美国海军医疗船送行。这艘安慰号医疗船将被调往纽约港，预计于周一抵达，将为当地医院提供更多的病床和医疗设备。纽约州是美国遭到病毒打击最严重的州之一。纽约州州长民主党人库莫警告说，这种病毒给纽约州的医院带来了很大压力。纽约州的医院系统只有 5.3 万张床位。特朗普周四表示，我们正在利用一切金融、科学、医疗、制药和军事资源向这种病毒宣战，阻止其传播并保护我们的公民。白宫表示，特朗普总统26日签署了由参众两院通过的2019年台湾盟邦国际保障与强化倡议法。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
What to do under serious weather conditions? We will offer you some good tips in today's show.
蚊子咬人也有血型的偏好，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what the sky's the limit and snowed under means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
preference. Preference is spelled P-R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, preference.
Preference 是偏爱、首选的意思。
Personal preference.
个人偏好。夏天是蚊虫猖獗的季节。大家都知道，有些人似乎比常人更招蚊子。有研究显示
Mosquitoes have a preference for those they feed off of.
蚊子对咬什么人也是有偏好的。比如 O 型血的人比 A 型血挨咬的几率要高出一倍。日本中央大学的一份研究说
Infants as young as 7 or 8 months showed a preference for the color gold.
婴儿最小从7-8个月开始就能表现出对金色的偏好。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Preference, preference, preference.
完全没错，我觉得我就是特别招蚊子咬的那种人。
Great! I don't even need to bring bug spray for our camping trip.
Well, in that case, I'll make sure my tent is as far away from yours as possible.
Oh, okay, you know I'm kidding. If you just put on some bug spray, I'm sure you will be fine. Now let's continue with our class.
我们来听下面的 Words and Idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第869讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
上星期六是我结婚10周年，我老公为了给我一个惊喜，专门在游艇上预定了烛光晚宴。他还告诉我不要考虑价钱，想吃什么喝什么随便点。这倒让我想起一个习惯用语，叫做
The sky is the limit. Sky is spelled S-K-Y. And limit, L-I-M-I-T. The sky is the limit.
Sky 是天空的意思， limit, 限制。The sky is the limit. 天空是你的极限，意思就是说没有限制，一切都是可能的。结婚10周年，老公要好好的犒劳我一下。所以可以随便点菜。The sky is the limit. 说到结婚，让我们听听下面这个要嫁女儿的老爸的经历。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas. He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel, featuring a lobster dinner on fine china, and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable,But it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
这个人说，
我女儿的婚礼策划师的主意多得不得了。他建议我们在5星级酒店举办婚礼，用上好的餐具，吃龙虾大餐，再请个乐队伴奏。什么？难道他以为花多少钱都可以吗？我们当然希望女儿能有一个一辈子难忘的婚礼，但前提条件是预算必须小得多。
这倒让我想到我的修车师傅，每次我去换机油，他都会提出一大堆的建议，换个新的空气滤清器，换个新的挡风玻璃刮水器什么的。有时候我真觉得他是在骗我，不过我的态度也很明确。
Don't let him think that the sky is the limit.
就是。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas.He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel featuring a lobster dinner on fine china and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable, but it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
The sky is the limit 还可以用来形容年轻人潜力无穷。 在下面这个例子里，高中田径校队的教练谈到了自己的一个叫 Dave 的队员。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future. As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
这位教练说
,Dave 是全国最有前途的田径运动员之一，已经有人开始说他可能会进入美国奥林匹克代表队了，而且他已经签了几家赞助商。他英俊的外表和积极向上的性格也会为他日后的成功加分，要让我说他前程无量。
嘿、hey, 没准我可以把这个田径选手找来参加我们的访谈节目呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future.As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
要想提高英语听说能力，一定要坚持收听我们的英语教学节目。能提高到什么程度呢？要我说啊， the sky is the limit. 这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓琳，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
我也来造个句。How much can Mike eat? The sky's the limit.
Well, at least I work out and offset those calories that I take in.
I still remember the time when we had that huge snowstorm and everyone was trapped in the office. We were all amazed by your eating ability.
Well, that's what you do when bad weather strikes. Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will talk about how to prepare for serious weather conditions.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司老板 Tom 打电话给秘书 Susan.
Hey, Susan, how are things at the office?
Oh, hi, boss. Things are fine.But aren't you supposed to be on a plane right now? I booked you on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
Yeah. I should be watching the in-flight movie by now, but all flights are grounded.
Grounded? Oh, is it due to that hurricane?
接到老板的电话 ,Susan 感到很意外,因为
She booked him on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
他本应该坐九点半的飞机离开香港。Book 在这里是动词,指订机票。原来是 Tom 的飞机停飞了。
Grounded. G-R-O-U-N-D-E-D. Grounded.
是停飞的意思。Susan 问是不是因为飓风。
Well, in Asia they call them typhoons, but yep, that's the reason. Typhoon Morikot has shut down air traffic across the region.
Wow, that sounds like a nasty storm. Is it howling outside right now?
It's actually not too bad.There is some rain and wind, but we might be in the eye of the storm right now.
So, what's the plan? When can you get a flight out?
Tom 的班机的确是因为天气的原因停飞了。Tom 说，亚洲习惯叫
Typhoon, T-Y-P-H-O-O-N, Typhoon.
台风，这场台风让整个地区的空运都陷入了停顿。
Shut down.
是关闭的意思。Tom 说，他们现在可能
In the eye of the storm.
正处于风暴中心。那飞机什么时候能起飞呢?
The airline says they are cautiously optimistic that we will be able to take off in a couple of more hours. For now, they're asking everyone just to stand by and wait for the weather to lift.
That sounds frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I've been here for 4 hours now, and I'm getting a bit frazzled.
航空公司估计几小时之后可以起飞。
Take off
是飞机起飞的意思。上面那句话里还用到了
cautiously optimistic，
指谨慎的乐观。Tom 说，航空公司要大家
stand by，
就待在那里，随时等通知。他已经等了好几个小时。
I am getting a bit frazzled. Frazzled is spelled F-R-A-Z-Z-L-E-D. Frazzled.
Frazzled 是心力交瘁的意思。
Is there anything I can do for you from here?
Actually, come to think of it, can you call Mr. Tang in Singapore and tell him I might not make it to the conference in Berlin tomorrow?
Sure.
Tom 让 Susan 给新加坡的唐先生打电话，通知他自己可能赶不上第二天在柏林的会议了。
To make it.
在这里是做到某事的意思。Tom 还要在机场等多长时间呢？我们下次继续听。
老板 Tom 遇上了台风，他们可能 in the eye of the storm， 处于风暴中心，所有的空运呢都 shut down， 处于停滞状态。航空公司 cautiously optimistic， 谨慎乐观，所以呢大家只能 stand by， 随时等通知。
That's frustrating. One time I waited a whole day for a flight. It was easily one of the most miserable days in my life.Trapped in the airport with all those other angry passengers? Not to mention the airport food. Ugh.
Oh, true. But under those circumstances, it's better to be safe than sorry. Let's keep listening to Tom and Susan and see how they're gonna deal with the situation.
礼节美语
老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞。从机场打电话给秘书 Susan 布置工作。
And if you don't mind, call our factory in China and see if things are okay there. I'm worried about flooding.
Sure thing, boss.
I'll tell you what, I'll call back in an hour or so and we'll touch base again. Good?
Absolutely. Good luck and stay safe.
Thanks, Susan.
Tom 让 Susan 打电话给公司设在中国的工厂，看看那里有没有发水。还说自己一小时过后再打电话给 Susan。
We'll touch base again.
相互通报一下情况。
To touch base.
意思是碰头、联络、交换一下最新情况。Susan 说
Sure thing.
意思是没问题。
Oh, hello, Susan. I thought we said we'd wait an hour.
I just got off the line with the factory, and it's flooding pretty bad down there.They said the water has almost reached half a meter.
Darn it. I thought we'd solve the flooding problem. Tell them to get the precision machinery off the ground floor and see if they can't use sandbags to stop any more water coming in.
结果没到一个小时， Susan 就心急火燎地打电话给老板 Tom。原来是 Susan 刚刚
got off the line with the factory.
跟公司联系，刚刚挂上电话。
Get off the line.
是挂电话的意思。Tom 担心的一点没错，工厂果然在发水，已经快半米高了。Tom 让他们赶紧把
precision machinery
精密仪器搬到楼上去，然后用
sandbags
沙袋想办法把水堵在外面。
Okay, there are a couple of people from the head office there. I'll ask them to take charge and try to limit the damage as much as possible.
The last time it flooded, we lost one of our production lines for almost 3 weeks. We cannot afford that again. Tell them to spare no effort to keep the water out of the production area.
Will do. What about your flight? Any word?
Not yet. Oh, wait a second. They are announcing something about my flight. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Susan 说总部
Head office
有几个人正好在工厂那边，可以让他们负责。
To take charge.
尽量减少损失。Tom 说上次发水公司就有一条生产线停工将近三个星期。
We can't afford that again.
我们再也承受不起这样的损失了。所以
Tell them to spare no effort.
告诉他们想尽一切办法坚决不能让水进到车间里去。Susan 最后问 Tom 的班机有没有消息。
Any word?
Any word 相当于
Is there any word on your flight?
Word 在这里是消息的意思。Tom 说他们好像正在宣布什么，所以就先挂了电话。Tom 的工厂会受到严重损失吗？我们下次继续听。
台风来临，公司的工厂被大水淹了。 经理 Tom 说，赶快把 Precision Machinery 精密仪器搬到楼上，再用 Sandbags 沙袋把水堵在外面。一定要告诉工厂 Spare no effort， 想尽一切办法，坚决不能让水进到车间。
The flood created by the typhoon would be truly terrifying. Right now, Colorado is suffering from a flood, and experts say it's going to take at least 20 years to rebuild what's been destroyed.
That's unfortunate. I hope they can be optimistic and deal with this disaster with the right attitude. Let's keep listening and see if Tom can finally get out of the airport.
礼节美语
公司老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞，他从机场打电话给秘书 Susan， 了解公司在中国的工厂有没有受到台风的破坏。
Susan?
Yes?
It's bad news. All flights for the rest of the day have been canceled and we're stuck here for the night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The airline is going to put us up at a hotel near the airport and they say hopefully we'll be able to depart first thing tomorrow.
Tom 开门见山说有坏消息，因为当天所有航班都被取消了。
We're stuck here for the night.
今天晚上算是困在这儿了。航空公司安排乘客在附近一家旅馆过夜，这里所用的
put someone up
有安排某人住宿的意思。Tom 还说航空公司希望第二天一大早
first thing tomorrow
航班能够恢复。
Well, I know it's a hassle, but better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to flying through a typhoon anyway. Any news on the flooding at the factory?
Yes, actually, and it's good news. The water has mostly receded and the production area was not affected. Looks like we dodged a bullet.
We sure did, and that is great news. Now maybe I'll get a good night's rest.
Susan 劝老板说，虽然要在旅馆过夜很麻烦。
It's a hassle.Hassle is spelled H-A-S-S-L-E, hassle.
Hassle 指讨厌、麻烦的事情，但是
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry 是英语里很常用的一句话，意思是多加小心，总比出了事情以后再后悔要强。Susan 还高兴地告诉老板说，公司设在中国的工厂因为台风引起的洪水已经基本消退。
We dodged a bullet.To dodge a bullet.
意思是躲过了一劫。Tom 听了很高兴，说这下子我晚上可以睡个好觉了。
Oh, and Mr. Tang says to tell you that he can't get a flight out of Singapore either, so he'll probably miss the conference as well.
Well, it looks like we're all in the same boat. There's nothing we can do but be patient and wait it out.
Well, try to get some sleep.And call me first thing when you have a new itinerary.
Will do. Thanks for your help, Susan.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Susan 还告诉老板 Tom, 新加坡的合作伙伴唐先生也被台风困住了。Tom 说，看起来
We're all in the same boat.
说跟别人
In the same boat.
意思是境况都一样。看起来没有其他办法，只好
Be patient and wait it out.
耐心地等待台风过去。 Susan 让老板晚上好好休息，明天早上有了新的日程表就马上通知他。这里所说的
Itinerary is spelled I-T-I-N-E-R-A-R-Y Itinerary
指的是日程和活动安排。Susan 高兴地告诉老板，工厂附近的水退了。 Seems like we dodged a bullet, 躲过一劫。 Tom 听到这个消息很高兴。 Susan 说， Call me first thing in the morning when you have a new itinerary. 有新的日程表就告诉他。
Yep, better safe than sorry. And everything turned out okay. Sometimes serious weather can be good. It can mean a free vacation.
没错。好了，台风就到这里吧。现在咱们来进入今天的最后一个单元。
Let's listen to another words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第870讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
12月份一到中下旬，华盛顿到处都洋溢着节日的气氛，张灯结彩迎接圣诞新年。最近我也开始进入假日状态，购物、吃饭、看演出，这可都是因为前两个星期我加班加点把大部分工作都做完了，才能有这份清闲。否则的话，下面这个习惯用语就要派上用场了。
Snowed under. Snowed is spelled S-N-O-W-E-D and under U-N-D-E-R. Snowed under.
Snow 是雪， Snowed under 是被雪压在下面，不言而喻就是忙得不可开交的意思。刚才说到，如果把工作全部都拖到年底过节前夕的话，就不会有充裕的时间享受节日闲暇，而是会因为积压的工作而被 snowed under。 让我们一起听听下面这个人节日的苦恼。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year. While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started. I'm just snowed under.And I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
这个人说，
去年我收到了很多圣诞贺卡，所以决定今年一定也得多寄点。到现在为止，虽然我已经寄出去了不少，可还是有一大摞放在那儿没有动手，简直忙得焦头烂额，真不知道我什么时候，甚至是不是真能把这些贺卡全都写完。
对我来说，最头痛的不是写贺卡，而是给亲戚朋友买礼物。每年因为这个我都要列个清单，而且这个名单每年都在逐渐的加长。
You're just snowed under.
没错，如果家人也能像在办公室一样按照 Secret Santa 的做法来抽签，抽到谁就只给这个人买礼物的话，那该多好。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year. While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started. I'm just snowed under, and I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
在下面这个例子里，一对恋人收到朋友的邀请去滑雪圣地过圣诞，真正的 White Christmas， 可是时间安排上似乎存在问题。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays. What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients,I can't see how we can leave town.
这个人说，
我们住在科罗拉多的朋友请我们去他们那儿过节，过圣诞，还有比去滑雪圣地更棒的吗？我倒是能请几天假，没问题。可我女朋友每天工作都排得满满的，忙得不可开交，除非她能跟一些客户改期，否则我们一定没办法去外地度假。
这倒让我想起去年我家邻居詹姆斯夫人想在小区里办个圣诞晚会，但是她又担心会有很多人反对。
She was worried that she'd be snowed under by naysayers.
结果不仅没有人反对，反而取得了巨大成功，今年还要举行第二届呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays.What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients, I can't see how we can leave town.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了，谢谢各位收听。
Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I bet you feel snow under with all these wedding plans, don't you, Mai?
Huh? Wedding? I haven't even formally proposed to anyone yet.
Uh-huh. Let's just say I have an intuition about you and your girlfriend.
Huh. I think your intuition might be getting ahead of itself.
All right. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
世界20个主要经济体 G20 的领导人星期四以视频的方式出席新冠肺炎特别峰会，阐述他们各自如何应对疫情大流行及其带来经济影响的看法。目前全球已经有超过47万人感染，超过20000多人死亡。本星期早些时候， G20 的财政部长和央行行长同意制定一个疫情防控行动计划。国际货币基金组织预计，这场全球范围的疫情将引发全球经济衰退。提议召开这次特别视频会议的 G20 主席国沙特国王萨勒曼昨晚发推文称，我们召开这次 G20 特别峰会，目的是协同努力全球应对。世卫组织总干事谭德赛将在这次特别峰会上发言，寻求 G20 领导人支持增加抗疫资金，为医护人员生产个人防护用品。联合国秘书长古特雷斯呼吁全球齐心协力遏制疫情的威胁。他说，新冠病毒疫情在危及着全人类，因此全人类必须共同抗击疫情。古特雷斯说，全球行动和团结至关重要，单个国家的应对远远不够。他呼吁向穷国提供20亿美元帮助抗击疫情。美国国务院表示，美国提供了近2.74亿美元的紧急卫生和人道救援资金，这笔钱将用于应对新冠病毒疫情。国务卿蓬佩奥周四在一份声明中说，2.74亿美元将为世界上64个最危险的国家提供资源，以便更好地应对新冠大流行，并使联合国难民事务高级专员能够帮助世界上一些最脆弱的人口。声明还提到，美国几十年来在全球卫生和人道主义援助方面发挥了领导作用，且仍然是最大的卫生和人道主义捐助国。美国的政府、企业和组织，以及美国人也仍然是世界上最伟大的人道主义者。美国将继续采取行动，与新冠病毒大流行做斗争。新冠疫情在目前仍在欧美持续蔓延，但是中国的疫情已经得到了很大缓解。中国也从过去接受海外医疗物资的援助，转向对外提供医疗物资。当被问及中国援助的看法时，美国国务院对外援助资源主任吉姆·查理森说，我想说，中国共产党有一种特殊的责任，那就是在全世界范围内提供不附带任何条件的援助，并对人们意识到的武汉发生的掩盖行为的后果负责。美国总统特朗普周四表示，他将于当天晚些时候与中国国家主席习近平通话。他还对北京公布的新型冠状病毒感染病例提出质疑。特朗普在白宫举行的发布会上强调，新冠病毒起源于中国，并指责中国在这方面不够透明。新型冠状病毒疫情正在美国迅速蔓延。根据约翰斯·霍普金斯大学公布的数字，截至周四下午5点，美国确诊病例超过8万例，已经超过中国官方公布的中国确诊数字。特朗普还宣布，他将于周六前往弗吉尼亚的诺福克海军基地，为一艘美国海军医疗船送行。这艘安慰号医疗船将被调往纽约港，预计于周一抵达，将为当地医院提供更多的病床和医疗设备。纽约州是美国遭到病毒打击最严重的州之一。纽约州州长民主党人库莫警告说，这种病毒给纽约州的医院带来了很大压力。纽约州的医院系统只有5.3万张床位。特朗普周四表示，我们正在利用一切金融、科学、医疗、制药和军事资源向这种病毒宣战，阻止其传播并保护我们的公民。白宫表示，特朗普总统26日签署了由参众两院通过的2019年台湾盟邦国际保障与强化倡议法。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
What to do under serious weather conditions? We will offer you some good tips in today's show.
文字咬人也有血型的偏好，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what the sky's the limit and snowed under means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
preference. Preference is spelled P-R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Preference.
Preference 是偏爱、首选的意思。
Personal preference.
个人偏好。夏天是蚊虫猖獗的季节。大家都知道，有些人似乎比常人更招蚊子。有研究显示
，Mosquitoes have a preference for those they feed off of.
蚊子对咬什么人也是有偏好的。比如 O 型血的人比 A 型血挨咬的几率要高出一倍。日本中央大学的一份研究说
，Infants as young as 7 or 8 months showed a preference for the color gold.
婴儿最小从7、8个月开始就能表现出对金色的偏好。好的，今天我们学习的词是
preference, preference, preference.
完全没错，我觉得我就是特别招蚊子咬的那种人。
Great! I don't even need to bring bug spray for our camping trip.
Well, in that case, I'll make sure my tent is as far away from yours as possible.
Oh, okay. You know I'm kidding. If you just put on some bug spray, I'm sure you will be fine. Now let's continue with our class.
我们来听下面的 Words and Idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第869讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
上星期六是我结婚10周年，我老公为了给我一个惊喜，专门在游艇上预定了烛光晚宴。他还告诉我，不要考虑价钱，想吃什么喝什么随便点。这倒让我想起一个习惯用语，叫做
The sky is the limit.Sky is spelled S-K-Y, and limit, L-I-M-I-T. The sky is the limit.
Sky 是天空的意思 ,limit, 限制。The sky is the limit. 天空是你的极限，意思就是说没有限制，一切都是可能的。结婚10周年，老公要好好的犒劳我一下，所以可以随便点菜。The sky is the limit.说到结婚，让我们听听下面这个要嫁女儿的老爸的经历。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas. He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel, featuring a lobster dinner on fine china, and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable, but it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
这个人说
我女儿的婚礼策划师的主意多得不得了，她建议我们在5星级酒店举办婚礼，用上好的餐具，吃龙虾大餐，再请个乐队伴奏。什么？难道她以为花多少钱都可以吗？我们当然希望女儿能有一个一辈子难忘的婚礼，但前提条件是预算必须小得多。
这倒让我想到我的修车师傅，每次我去换机油，他都会提出一大堆的建议，换个新的空气滤清器，换个新的挡风玻璃刮水器什么的。有时候我真觉得他是在骗我，不过我的态度也很明确。
Don't let him think that the sky is the limit.
就是。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Our daughter's wedding planner has lots of ideas. He suggests we have the reception at a 5-star hotel...featuring a lobster dinner on fine china, and get a full orchestra to play. Huh? Does he think the sky is the limit? Of course we want her special day to be memorable, but it will have to be on a much more modest budget.
'The sky is the limit' 还可以用来形容年轻人潜力无穷。 在下面这个例子里，高中田径校队的教练谈到了自己的一个叫 Dave 的队员。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future. As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
这位教练说，
Dave 是全国最有前途的田径运动员之一，已经有人开始说他可能会进入美国奥林匹克代表队了，而且他已经签了几家赞助商。他英俊的外表和积极向上的性格也会为他日后的成功加分，要让我说他前程无量。
嘿，没准我可以把这个田径选手找来参加我们的访谈节目呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Dave is one of the hottest track and field athletes in the nation. He's already being talked about for the U.S. Olympic team and is picking up endorsements from several sponsors. His good looks and winning personality only add to his potential for a successful future. As far as I can see, the sky is the limit.
要想提高英语听说能力，一定要坚持收听我们的英语教学节目。能提高到什么程度呢？要我说啊， the sky is the limit. 这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓琳，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
我也来造个句。How much can Mike eat? The sky's the limit.
Well, at least I work out and offset those calories that I take in.
I still remember the time when we had that huge snowstorm and everyone was trapped in the office. We were all amazed by your eating ability.
Well, that's what you do when bad weather strikes. Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will talk about how to prepare for serious weather conditions.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司老板 Tom 打电话给秘书 Susan.
Hey, Susan, how are things at the office?
Oh, hi, boss. Things are fine.But aren't you supposed to be on a plane right now? I booked you on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, I should be watching the in-flight movie by now, but all flights are grounded.
Grounded? Oh, is it due to that hurricane?
接到老板的电话 ,Susan 感到很意外,因为
She booked him on a 9:30 flight out of Hong Kong.
他本应该坐九点半的飞机离开香港。Book 在这里是动词,指订机票。原来是 Tom 的飞机停飞了。
Grounded. G-R-O-U-N-D-E-D. Grounded.
是停飞的意思。Susan 问是不是因为飓风。
Well, in Asia they call them typhoons, but yep, that's the reason. Typhoon Marakot has shut down air traffic across the region.
Wow, that sounds like a nasty storm. Is it howling outside right now?
It's actually not too bad.There is some rain and wind, but we might be in the eye of the storm right now.
So, what's the plan? When can you get a flight out?
Tom 的班机的确是因为天气的原因停飞了。Tom 说，亚洲习惯叫
Typhoon. T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. Typhoon.
台风。这场台风让整个地区的空运都陷入了停顿。
Shut down.
是关闭的意思。Tom 说，他们现在可能
In the eye of the storm.
正处于风暴中心。那飞机什么时候能起飞呢？
The airline says they are cautiously optimistic that we will be able to take off in a couple of more hours. For now, they're asking everyone just to stand by and wait for the weather to lift.
That sounds frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I've been here for 4 hours now, and I'm getting a bit frazzled.
航空公司估计几小时之后可以起飞。
Take off
是飞机起飞的意思。上面那句话里还用到了
cautiously optimistic，
指谨慎的乐观。Tom 说，航空公司要大家
stand by，
就待在那里，随时等通知。他已经等了好几个小时。
I am getting a bit frazzled. Frazzled is spelled F-R-A-Z-Z-L-E-D. Frazzled.
Frazzled 是心力交瘁的意思。
Is there anything I can do for you from here?
Actually, come to think of it, can you call Mr. Tang in Singapore and tell him I might not make it to the conference in Berlin tomorrow?
Sure.
汤让 Susan 给新加坡的唐先生打电话，通知他自己可能赶不上第二天在柏林的会议了。
To make it.
在这里是做到某事的意思。汤还要在机场等多长时间呢？我们下次继续听。老板 Tom 遇上了台风，他们可能 in the eye of the storm 处于风暴中心，所有的空运呢都 shut down 处于停滞状态。航空公司 cautiously optimistic 谨慎乐观，所以呢大家只能 stand by 随时等通知。
That's frustrating. One time I waited a whole day for a flight. It was easily one of the most miserable days in my lifeTrapped in the airport with all those other angry passengers? Not to mention the airport food. Oh.
Oh, true. But under those circumstances, it's better to be safe than sorry. Let's keep listening to Tom and Susan and see how they're gonna deal with the situation.
礼节美语
老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞。从机场打电话给秘书 Susan 布置工作。
And if you don't mind, call our factory in China and see if things are okay there. I'm worried about flooding.
Sure thing, boss.
I'll tell you what, I'll call back in an hour or so and we'll touch base again. Good?
Absolutely. Good luck and stay safe.
Thanks, Susan.
Tom 让 Susan 打电话给公司设在中国的工厂，看看那里有没有发水。还说自己一小时过后再打电话给 Susan.
We'll touch base again.
相互通报一下情况。
To touch base.
意思是碰头、联络、交换一下最新情况。Susan 说
Sure thing.
意思是没问题。
Oh, hello, Susan. I thought we said we'd wait an hour.
I just got off the line with the factory, and it's flooding pretty bad down there.They said the water has almost reached half a meter.
Darn it. I thought we'd solve the flooding problem. Tell them to get the precision machinery off the ground floor and see if they can't use sandbags to stop any more water coming in.
结果没到一个小时 ,Susan 就心急火燎地打电话给老板 Tom. 原来是 Susan 刚刚
got off the line with the factory.
跟公司联系刚刚挂上电话。
Get off the line.
是挂电话的意思。Tom 担心的一点没错，工厂果然在发水，已经快半米高了。Tom 让他们赶紧把
precision machinery
精密仪器搬到楼上去，然后用
sandbags
沙袋想办法把水堵在外面。
Okay, there are a couple of people from the head office there. I'll ask them to take charge and try to limit the damage as much as possible.
The last time it flooded, we lost one of our production lines for almost 3 weeks. We cannot afford that again. Tell them to spare no effort to keep the water out of the production area.
Will do. What about your flight? Any word?
Not yet. Oh, wait a second. They are announcing something about my flight. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Susan 说总部
Head office
有几个人正好在工厂那边，可以让他们负责。
To take charge.
尽量减少损失。Tom 说上次发水公司就有一条生产线停工将近三个星期。
We can't afford that again.
我们再也承受不起这样的损失了。所以
Tell them to spare no effort.
告诉他们想尽一切办法坚决不能让水进到车间里去。Susan 最后问 Tom 的班机有没有消息。
Any word?
Any word 相当于
Is there any word on your flight?
Word 在这里是消息的意思。Tom 说他们好像正在宣布什么，所以就先挂了电话。Tom 的工厂会受到严重损失吗？我们下次继续听。台风来临，公司的工厂被大水淹了。
经理 Tom 说，赶快把 precision machinery 精密仪器搬到楼上，再用 sandbags 沙袋把水堵在外面，一定要告诉工厂 spare no effort， 想尽一切办法，坚决不能让水进到车间。
The flood created by the typhoon would be truly terrifying. Right now, Colorado is suffering from a flood, and experts say it's going to take at least 20 years to rebuild what's been destroyed.
That's unfortunate. I hope they can be optimistic and deal with this disaster with the right attitude. Let's keep listening and see if Tom can finally get out of the airport.
礼节美语
公司老板 Tom 的班机因为台风来袭而停飞，他从机场打电话给秘书 Susan， 了解公司在中国的工厂有没有受到台风的破坏。
Susan?
Yes?
It's bad news. All flights for the rest of the day have been canceled and we're stuck here for the night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The airline is going to put us up at a hotel near the airport and they say hopefully we'll be able to depart first thing tomorrow.
Tom 开门见山说有坏消息，因为当天所有航班都被取消了。
We're stuck here for the night.
今天晚上算是困在这儿了。航空公司安排乘客在附近一家旅馆过夜，这里所用的
put someone up
有安排某人住宿的意思。Tom 还说航空公司希望第二天一大早
first thing tomorrow
航班能够恢复。
Well, I know it's a hassle, but better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to flying through a typhoon anyway. Any news on the flooding at the factory?
Yes, actually, and it's good news. The water has mostly receded and the production area was not affected. Looks like we dodged a bullet.
We sure did, and that is great news. Now maybe I'll get a good night's rest.
Susan 劝老板说，虽然要在旅馆过夜很麻烦。
It's a hassle.Hassle is spelled H-A-S-S-L-E, hassle.
Hassle 指讨厌、麻烦的事情，但是
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry 是英语里很常用的一句话，意思是多加小心，总比出了事情以后再后悔要强。Susan 还高兴地告诉老板说，公司设在中国的工厂因为台风引起的洪水已经基本消退。
We dodged a bullet.To dodge a bullet.
意思是躲过了一劫。Tom 听了很高兴，说这下子我晚上可以睡个好觉了。
Oh, and Mr. Tang says to tell you that he can't get a flight out of Singapore either, so he'll probably miss the conference as well.
Well, it looks like we're all in the same boat. There's nothing we can do but be patient and wait it out.
Well, try to get some sleep.And call me first thing when you have a new itinerary.
Will do. Thanks for your help, Susan.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Susan 还告诉老板 Tom, 新加坡的合作伙伴唐先生也被台风困住了。Tom 说，看起来
We're all in the same boat.
说跟别人
In the same boat.
意思是境况都一样。看起来没有其他办法，只好
Be patient and wait it out.
耐心地等待台风过去。 Susan 让老板晚上好好休息，明天早上有了新的日程表就马上通知他。这里所说的
Itinerary is spelled I-T-I-N-E-R-A-R-Y Itinerary
指的是日程和活动安排。Susan 高兴地告诉老板，工厂附近的水退了。Seems like we dodged a bullet, 躲过一劫。Tom 听到这个消息很高兴。Susan 说 ,Call me first thing in the morning when you have a new itinerary. 有新的日程表就告诉他。
Yep, better safe than sorry. And everything turned out okay. Sometimes serious weather can be good. It can mean a free vacation.
没错。好了，台风就到这里吧。现在咱们来进入今天的最后一个单元。
Let's listen to another words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第870讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
十二月份一到中下旬，华盛顿到处都洋溢着节日的气氛，张灯结彩迎接圣诞新年。最近我也开始进入假日状态，购物、吃饭、看演出，这可都是因为前两个星期我加班加点，把大部分工作都做完了，才能有这份清闲。否则的话，下面这个习惯用语就要派上用场了。
Snowed under. Snowed is spelled S-N-O-W-E-D and under U-N-D-E-R. Snowed under.
Snow 是雪。Snowed under 是被雪压在下面，不言而喻，就是忙得不可开交的意思。刚才说到，如果把工作全部都拖到年底过节前夕的话，就不会有充裕的时间享受节日闲暇，而是会因为积压的工作而被 snowed under。让我们一起听听下面这个人节日的苦恼。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year.While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started. I'm just snowed under, and I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
这个人说，
去年我收到了很多圣诞贺卡，所以决定今年一定也得多寄点。到现在为止，虽然我已经寄出去了不少，可还是有一大摞放在那儿没有动手，简直忙得焦头烂额，真不知道我什么时候，甚至是不是真能把这些贺卡全都写完。
对我来说，最头痛的不是写贺卡，而是给亲戚朋友买礼物。每年因为这个我都要列个清单，而且这个名单每年都在逐渐的加长。
You're just snowed under.
没错，如果家人也能像在办公室一样，按照Secret Santa 的做法来抽签，抽到谁就只给这个人买礼物的话，那该多好。让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Last year, I received so many Christmas cards that I decided I needed to send some this year. While I've managed to put a lot in the mail already, I've still got a huge stack that I haven't started. I'm just snowed under.And I don't know when or if I'll get them all written.
在下面这个例子里，一对恋人收到朋友的邀请去滑雪圣地过圣诞，真正的 White Christmas， 可是时间安排上似乎存在问题。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays.What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients, I can't see how we can leave town.
这个人说，
我们住在科罗拉多的朋友请我们去他们那儿过节，过圣诞，还有比去滑雪圣地更棒的吗？我倒是能请几天假，没问题。可我女朋友每天工作都排得满满的，忙得不可开交，除非她能跟一些客户改期，否则我们一定没办法去外地度假。
这倒让我想起去年我家邻居詹姆斯夫人想在小区里办个圣诞晚会，但是她又担心会有很多人反对。
She was worried that she'd be snowed under by naysayers.
结果不仅没有人反对，反而取得了巨大成功，今年还要举行第二届呢。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Our friends in Colorado have invited us to join them for the holidays. What could be better than a ski vacation over Christmas? I know I can get a few days off, but my girlfriend is snowed under with appointments. Unless she can reschedule some of her clients, I can't see how we can leave town.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了，谢谢各位收听。
Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I bet you feel snow under with all these wedding plans, don't you, Mai?
Huh? Wedding? I haven't even formally proposed to anyone yet.
Uh-huh, let's just say I have an intuition about you and your girlfriend.
Huh. I think your intuition might be getting ahead of itself.
All right, 好了同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.